Third interview begins right now for In Depth. That's the PSA program you're tuned into right now on all of our Lotus radio stations in the studio. Jen Gorecki, she is founder of Zawadisha, and she is hosting the 5th Annual Women as Changemakers Summit. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Of course, thank you for coming in, and tell me about your organization.
Zawadisha is a social enterprise that I started a number of years back, and our mission too is to radically improve the lives of rural Kenyan women. And we do this by providing solar lamps, clean cook stoves, rainwater tanks, all of those sort of modern luxuries that we're quite used to. But when you don't have them, it can make your life really difficult.
Definitely.
So through our work in Kenya, we've been able to work really closely with Kenyan women on the ground and have an entire team that runs our daily operations, and the work that we do is changing the lives of these women just one day at a time.
Beautiful. And tell me your background. I mean, how did you even come up with this organization? What inspired you? What work have you done in the past?
I first landed in Kenya to conduct research for my master's degree, and this was quite a while ago before lots of people were on email. And so I sent an email out to probably 30 different organizations across the continent of Africa, and one email came back.
Wow.
And it came back from an organization in Nairobi, Kenya, and I was 26 years old, and I bought a plane ticket to the absolute dismay of my parents, flew to Kenya, conducted research for my master's degree. I was looking at bottom-up approaches to social change, and then just learned a lot and saw that there was a lot that I could do with the power and privilege that I have, and decided to launch the organization.
Okay, very cool. And mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
Well, the first time I went to Kenya was about 14 years ago, okay. And then Zawadisha was incorporated as a nonprofit around 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's it been, I guess? I know it's kind of a vague question.
Yeah, well, starting a business in East Africa is probably one of the most difficult things that you
imagine.
Could do. We probably need another show to get into that. But I would say, as with most businesses, you know, even though it's a nonprofit, it's a social enterprise for us. So we have a for-profit side of it. And even, you know, business is hard. And the first 5 years are always really difficult to keep it going. And now we're in a really good place where we have this incredible team of Kenyan women who are running our operations, our board of directors, and myself. We're here in Reno, and the summit that we have is our largest fundraiser to support the work that we do. So it's getting easier, but yeah, it's business in East Africa, so you can only imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So So you're putting on the summit, Women as Changemakers. It's the 5th annual. Have you been involved with this every year, or?
Yeah, this came from my brain.
Okay. this is your, you're masterminded this as well.
Yeah, and I've worked with Rayona Sharpneck, who's the CEO of the Institute for Women's Leadership out of the Bay Area. So she and I sort of created this event many years ago, and we first were holding it in Tahoe, and then we moved it up to Reno three years ago. Now we have an organizing committee of all local women who are putting the event on.
Oh, wow. And why Tahoe? Why Reno?
This is where we live,
okay.
You know? So it's part of doing this is, for me personally, to be able to connect these two communities, right? So it's like I call these two communities home, and there's a lot of power, I think, in bringing women together and connecting us around sort of bigger ideas around what it means to be a woman in this world, and building communities of support. And for me, it's really important when you consider the work that we do in Kenya. Like, there's also a lot of work that can be done locally around how you support women, and we thought that this fundraiser would be an opportunity for us to give back to the community just as much as this community's given to us.
Okay, wonderful. So when is this summit and where?
It is on Friday, September 21st, and it's at the Atlantis.
Okay, very cool. And I guess what's involved with it?
We have incredible speakers. So if you want to spend the day with the most articulate, intelligent, successful women, all under one roof, then this was where you would go, because you can hang out with them all day long. So we have a series of speakers. We've got panels. We have a pitch competition for female-founded companies.
Wow.
Social good marketplace. Lots of really fun networking and conversations.
Very cool. Bit
of everything.
That's great. So what kind of speakers do you have? Do you have any off the top of your dome? Are there any that you're kind of stick out to you?
Yeah, well, all of the speakers are incredible. I should say that first before I list just a few, and then a couple people get mad at me because I don't say everyone,
Yeah.
right?
Excuse me.
But some of the the speakers that I'm really looking forward to, Jill Tolles. Some people are probably familiar with her work. She'll be talking about how women can get involved in politics. Our mayor will be joining us on a panel of female founders. So I'll be facilitating that panel. And we have a handful of women who've started businesses here in Reno. We also, something that I'm really looking forward to is we have another panel that is of all men. So even though it's a women's summit, men can attend, and we encourage them to attend. And the panel is actually about how men can be allies to women.
I think that's a beautiful bridge to set up.
Yeah,
for sure. So how is this summit, I guess, helping your organization? Is it financially, or how is it?
Yeah, so all of the proceeds from this event go to support the work in Kenya.
Okay, very cool. And how, so is it basically people buy tickets to the event?
Yep.
Is that how it works?
Okay. Yep, so tickets are available now. You can go to our website, which is wacm.co. So we just took Women as Changemakers and shortened it down.
Oh, there you go.
and you can purchase tickets now. And so tickets, sales support our work. We also have a social good marketplace, and then we have sponsors as well.
Okay, very cool. Can people still become sponsors, or is a deadline ended for
they
that?
They can definitely become sponsors, and so I would just encourage people, if they'd like to get in front of a room full of women and have their product or their services showcase, they can just reach out to me, and I'd be happy to talk to them about all the different levels of sponsorship.
All right, fantastic. And tell me about you cycling across Africa.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, my word. I just can't even fathom it.
Yeah, it was intense. It was so I have a dear friend in Kenya who owns an adventure travel company, and he asked me to join him on this trip. And of course I said yes, because who would say no?
Right.
I mean, I guess probably a lot of people would say no. But I looked at this as the opportunity of a lifetime. And so I said yes. And it was 70 days. About 6,000 kilometers. We went from Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, South Africa. I was absolutely the most disgusting version of myself on the entire trip. I got in a really bad crash and lost a couple days. So I didn't get to cycle every single day, but it was pretty remarkable and also very challenging for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And it was also a fundraiser for Zawadisha. So we were able to raise around $11,000 for Zawadisha,
wow,
which was really cool.
And then just saying you did that is incredible. Just as a life milestone.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's actually kind of difficult to wrap your head around it, because I just feel like I got on my bike every day and rode it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Yeah, I chose to ride my bike every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I need a little bit more time to actually sort of contextualize it and think about what it means to have actually ridden your bike across the continent.
Right, because you don't think about that in the moment.
You don't think about
it. You're just thinking about, okay, am I going to make it another 10 minutes?
Yeah, well, and you know, I'd say like the first 2 weeks of cycling were really difficult physically, but then you're just riding your bike. You just, you know, wake up at 5 a.m., pack up your sleeping bag and tent, eat, you know, 5 pieces of toast, drink some coffee, get on your bike and cycle. And you just do that all day. And then you get to camp and have a shower if you're lucky, and set up your tent and eat more food, carb load again, and then go to bed, and you just do it. You just did that every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the organization. Is there anything we haven't touched on when it comes to the summit or your nonprofit that you'd like to get out there?
No, I just would say that we're really looking forward to having people at the event. It sells out every single year, so
Beautiful.
Now's the time to get the tickets. And we really do spend a lot of time curating our speakers and creating something for everyone. So for women who are looking to advance their careers or develop their leadership skills, there's just going to be a lot of tangible knowledge that you'll be able to pick up on. And it's just going to be an incredible day, just filled with lots of amazing people. So it's the place to be next Friday.
Yeah, very cool. Jen Gorecki, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.